Today's podcast is a member of the Place to Be Nation family. Visit us at placetobenation.com, the only place to be in your pop culture world.
Place to Be Nation, welcome to the NCAA Team Podcast. I'm not welcoming you back, I'm welcoming you to it, because we're usually doing the NBA Team Podcast, but this is going to be the tournament Place to Be edition, the official one, where we make all the picks, and if they're wrong, then we can never podcast again. I am your co-host,
Andrew. If we're wrong, we're used to it.
And that's Adam Murray. I was about
we're
to
wrong. It's to just me. That's just par for the course.
I mean, you're always stepping over my lines, and here we go again.
We'll get one or two. We'll get one correct just to be like, wow, they picked a random gem that just
I mean, if you go back to the episodes, for those who want to listen back, we did pick UMBC.
Sure.
Actually, we didn't, but I just want to make them listen to the show.
If you find it, you can prove us wrong.
Okay. We're kind of going to be doing a digested version on this one because we're a little bit pressed. But that's not a problem from my mouth because I can run off any type of statistical diarrhea as much as humanly possible while Adam muzz his way through the rest. So we're going to be okay here. Are we? Are you sure?
We'll do what we can.
Okay, here we go. And let's play a small game. You just give me an NBA player from that team, school, even the big one. So Duke, Zion.
We'll win easily.
Okay. You got an NBA player from Duke?
Oh, Zion?
Okay.
I'm pretty sure.
So is UMBC going to beat them?
No.
Oh, wait. They don't play them this year because they're not in it. They play VCU versus UCF. VCU. Briante Weber. UCF. You got one?
Taco Fall. Future G League All-Star.
But he's not going to be him. No, I can't really think of any from the UCF, to be honest. Dante Culpepper played at UCF. So, who you got winning between VCU and UCF?
Oh, UCF.
Okay.
People want to see Zion dunk on Taco Fall.
Mississippi State versus Liberty. Mississippi State.
James Varnado?
Varnado. Yeah, did he play in the NBA?
He had a little with Cleveland, I think.
Liberty, Seth Curry. So Liberty, that's a 12 versus a 5. That's a sexy upset pick all the time. Do you see
Mississippi
it here?
State?
Okay. Virginia Tech, Del Curry, versus St. Louis.
Virginia Tech, Michael Vick versus one of the younger Diener kids.
I can give you a G League player that played in St. Louis for the Billikens, Willie Reed.
Oh, I'll be Virginia Tech easily.
Okay. Virginia Tech does have Nick Alexander Walker. Will he be a soon NBA player?
No. He will be, but it would be a good no.
Okay. You got Virginia Tech versus Mississippi State. I'll go with Virginia Tech there. You know who actually coaches Mississippi State? It's Ben Howland from the UCLA days. Just food for thought.
Okay.
We're going to go back down on that East bracket. Maryland, Juan Dixon. Do you have one from Belmont? Actually, there is only one from Belmont. He's a New Orleans Pelican right now.
Who's that?
Ian Clark.
I wouldn't have guessed that at all.
NBA champion Ian Clark. They have a player named Dylan Windler who people think will play in the NBA. Belmont's actually pretty good. Like, do you think they could beat Maryland?
No.
That speaks to my theory that all the time that Belmont never wins. LSU, Shaq. You got another LSU Tiger in you?
Antonio Blakenly?
Antonio Blakenly. You totally botched that. Is Blakenly still with the Bulls?
Yeah, he's there.
They play Yale. I have no idea who went to Yale. So you got Maryland versus LSU?
Yeah, Maryland versus LSU. We'll go with LSU from that group.
What do you think of Bruno Fernando?
He's just tall. He's not going to do anything in the NBA. The NBA's move away from his style.
Can a team as talented as LSU win without their coach? And if so, how far?
To the point where they lose to Michigan State.
You know what's funny? They keep saying, well, you know, Michigan won without their coach. Yeah, but Steve Fisher coached them. Tony Benford is not a head coach. I'm sorry. Louisville. I don't know too many NBA players that went to Louisville. Is there one from Utah that played there?
From Utah went to Louisville? Ah, I don't know. They had that coach. He got fired. And
yeah, and now his son is going to be coaching against them in Minnesota. Dave Winfield. I don't know. I'm drawing a blank. Who played at Minnesota? A good one.
Is Minnesota there? Kevin McHale.
Oh man, I drew a blank. Good Celtic job. Who you got, Louisville or Minnesota?
Louisville.
Okay. Michigan State, easy, Mo Peterson. Versus Bradley, Hersey Hawkins.
Bradley was oh,
Patrick O'Brien?
Yeah, Patrick O'Brien.
That big man. Yeah, so Michigan State, you don't have a 15 beating a 2 right there, huh?
No.
Not possible. Okay. So Louisville versus Michigan State. Louisville actually beat Michigan State early in the year. Does it happen again?
No.
Okay. We did say LSU would beat Maryland. So we got LSU in the Sweet 16 versus – we got chalk. We got Virginia Tech, Duke, and LSU, Michigan State. What you got here?
Duke.
Okay. Duke versus
– Michigan State. Let's go.
Okay. One versus two. So – and Duke versus Michigan State in the Elite Eight.
Duke.
Okay. No. Okay. Let's move on to the West. Gonzaga. Now they've had quite a few in the last like few years. Zach Collins. Fairleigh Dickinson. Any NBA? No, I don't think so. I really don't think so.
I don't.
Okay. Who cares? I don't think they're gonna lose this one. I think they'll be okay here. Syracuse. Michael Carter Williams, Rookie of the Year. Michael Carter Williams.
Fab Mello.
The late Fat Mello, unfortunately, versus Baylor.
See, it's funny. Just a quick sidestep with all the NCAA scandal thing and paying for people. Fat Mello famously just in every interview is like, yeah, I didn't speak English before I went to Syracuse.
Yes.
It's like, then how did you pass the test? How did you get in if you couldn't speak the language? You couldn't speak English. Like
maybe Aunt Becky paid for that too.
Yeah, I know.
I do like the Aunt Becky thing. Like all of a sudden people are just like, oh yeah, her name's not Lori Loughlin. It's Aunt Becky. It's like, no, her name is Lori Loughlin. Anyways, we're getting past it. Baylor. Can you pick me an NBA player from Baylor? Just one.
Jonathan Motley.
Okay.
He had a stint with Dallas.
Yeah. True. So who you got? Syracuse, Scott Drew versus Jim Boeheim.
Let's go Baylor.
Does it this is getting away from it. Does it kind of bother you, even though he was cleared of charges, that Jim Boeheim like ran a dude over?
But there was weather, and he was trying to slow down. Or he was trying to swerve out of an accident, and it was one of those like you.
It was a Final Destination type of death.
It happened.
Like karma was the killer, not Jim Boeheim.
Well, karma the killer. Dante Stallworth drunkenly ran over that guy who tried to kill himself
in Florida. Yeah.
Yeah, he's driving home drunk, the guy trying to commit suicide. Like, oh, that's...
laugh at suicide. That's horrible, man. We're going to have to cancel the show. Marquette versus Murray State. Marquette, Wesley Matthews. You got one from Murray State that's not John Moran, who's going to be a lottery pick? Come on, think.
Campaign.
Guard. Campaign, yeah, your favorite. And then Isaiah Cannon before that. Who you got here? This is 12 versus 5. So a lot of people are picking Ja Morant at the 12.
Well, why not? It's an easy pick. It's a
Murray State. Okay. Florida State. I'm drawing a blank, man. Was there a lottery pick that came from Florida State?
Chris Ward.
Chris Ward? Who's that?
Charlie Ward.
Charlie Ward won the Heisman Trophy in football, you dummy.
But he played in the NBA.
Yeah. Oh, fuck. Yeah, I got it wrong. Vermont. I don't know. That's the Danes, right? Isn't that the Danes? Or
no, the Catamounts.
Oh, Albany is the Danes, right?
Albany is the Great Danes.
Yeah, the Great Danes. Okay. Sorry, Albany. Vermont. I don't know any NBA players that played at Vermont, but whatever.
Florida State. Does Kappenrath have a 10-day stint, maybe?
You're going to have to look that up for me. Florida State. You and your CSN New England bias. Florida State moves on there. We got here Florida State versus Marquette. Or no, we got a little bit more to go down here. Buffalo has never had an NBA player. CJ Massenburg's their best player. Do you think he can make it as like a second round guy?
Maybe.
All right. They play the winner of Arizona State versus St. John's. So we got a double bill here. St. John's, that's easy. Eric Barkley. Didn't Eric Barkley play in the NBA?
Did he?
I thought he – maybe he did. Jakar Sampson definitely did.
Yeah, Jakar Sampson did.
Arizona State is easy. Byron Scott.
Eddie House.
Well, Eddie House. You know, Eddie House, I think, had like a 60-something point game in college at Arizona State.
Yeah, and he played for like 15 NBA teams.
He was good for the Celtics when it lasted. Arizona State. So there, that's the 11. Arizona State and St. John's, the Power Five schools. They play Buffalo, the mid-major, who's the 6 seed because they had a great record in regular season play. So what happens here?
Buffalo's going to lose.
Okay. Texas Tech. I mean, that one's easy. Zaire Smith just got drafted. Versus Northern Kentucky. I don't see an upset there. Moving on down, Nevada. This is an easy one. It's Shaquille O'Neal's best friend. Think about it. L.A. Laker.
Oh, I think it was Cam Oliver.
JaVale McGee played there.
Oh, yeah, he did.
So did Ramon Sessions. Florida, there's a million of them. You can pretty much pick any of the ones that won the back-to-back titles, except for Lee Humphrey. Poor Lee Humphrey. At least he could walk around and say, you know, I played with Joakim Noah and Al Horford.
Go with David Lee.
David Lee was what did you think of David Lee's career? Solid. With the All-Star game as a Knick.
The numbers stand up, and it's one of those, you know, this was when Golden State had the, well, we need to pay extra to get the players. They got him. They got Iguodala. It's one of those, like, you don't look back like, oh, his stat line was deceiving, and he put in a very long career, which he didn't, you know.
Nevada's got Jordan Caroline and those two Martin twins that were originally at NC State and transferred. And they did go to the Sweet 16 last year. Eric Musselman coaches them, who coached in the NBA in the past. They play Florida, a 10 seed, but Florida's always tough in the tournament. So what do you think?
Florida.
Okay, Florida. I got Florida too, actually. Michigan, I mean, come on now, Chris Webber. That's who I immediately think of when I think of Michigan basketball. You got a different one?
No, he's pretty much Michigan basketball.
I thought you were going to name drop DJ Wilson. Versus Montana. Will Cherry. Didn't Will Cherry play there?
I will take your word on that.
I'll take Will Cherry. But I won't take Will Cherry or Montana to win in the first round because Michigan will win that one. Michigan versus Florida. I'll take Florida just to be funny.
Okay, Florida.
Oh, the 2 seed's gone. So Texas Tech versus the Arizona State St. John's winner.
Texas Tech.
Okay, Texas Tech. Florida State versus who do we pick? Murray State?
Yes, Florida State.
Okay. And then Gonzaga versus Syracuse. That's a trick. Did we say Gonzaga was going to move on?
Yeah.
Okay, we did? Okay. So, and you got Gonzaga versus Florida State?
Gonzaga.
Okay. And then so Gonzaga versus Florida State. You said Gonzaga. Texas Tech versus Florida.
Florida, Texas Tech. I'll defer to you.
Texas Tech in a close one. Gonzaga versus Texas Tech.
Gonzaga.
Okay, so that's one versus one on the left side. We're going to the right side now. That is the South region. Virginia versus Gardner-Webb. Gardner-Webb, can you name one?
Nope.
Artis Gilmore. Virginia, that's an easy one. Come on now. Who's the most famous player that ever played at Virginia that played in the NBA?
Malcolm Brogdon.
What? Fucking Ralph Sampson. Are you kidding me?
What is that, Malcolm Brogdon?
Okay, what NBA coach played there? He played with Ralph Sampson. Luka, Mark Cuban.
All I can think of is Virginia football right now with Al Groh.
Al Groh. Rick Carlisle played there. He played there and then he got drafted by the Celtics. So no way. No way Virginia does it again.
No.
0 chance. 0% chance. 0.0% chance.
Hopefully.
Okay. Ole Miss. I could not find one. An NBA player. I know Marshall Henderson was like a beast in college, but he didn't go to the NBA.
And Susisse played there.
Oklahoma had a million of them. And I mean, you can go all the way back to like Wayman Tisdale, who was a great player. You got, give me, you know what? I'm going to make it hard for you. Give me like a random one.
Taylor Griffin.
Yeah, he did play in the NBA, didn't he? Yeah. So who you got there between Ole Miss and Oklahoma?
Let's go Oklahoma.
Okay, Oklahoma. Wisconsin, Frank Kaminsky, your best friend. Versus Oregon, Joseph Young.
Go with
two-time NBA champion Jordan Bell. Or wait, two-time or one-time? No, one-time. One-time NBA champion Jordan Bell.
Yeah, Oregon's had a resurgence. They lost Bol Bol.
Well, Bol Bol, I think, is going to be good. I don't think he was as injured as they let on. I think they shut him down.
No, you can't shut him down. He's not coming back. He just said, I'm going to go just declare for the NBA. I'm dropping out of school.
You know how that happened with Nick Bosa in Ohio State? Kind of like that, where he was injured, but if he could have come back, he could have. You know, that happened with the Zion stuff. When his shoe exploded against North Carolina, people thought, oh, Zion's going to shut it down. Thankfully, he didn't. He came back for the ACC tournament. But Kansas State... it's kind of hard. I know there's one that plays for the Miami Heat.
Bill Walker.
Well, Roddy Magruder. Now, there is one in the Hall of Fame. He played for Run TMC.
Beasley?
Mitch Richmond, dude. Mitch Richmond. I thought you were the old hair, the blue hair of this crew. UC Irvine, I give up. No. Kansas State's going to win that one. I think Wisconsin's going to beat Oregon, unless you defer. Villanova, pick any of the four or five that they lost. That's why they're a six seed this year.
Tim Thomas?
Tim Thomas is not one of the four guys who got drafted from Villanova.
You said pick a random earlier, so I'm just going to keep with that theory.
Yeah, didn't Kerry Kittles play at Villanova?
Yep.
Yeah. St. Mary's, there's only two. Oh, two good ones. Come on.
Patty Mills.
Australia. And who's the other one from Australia? Got shipped back to Cleveland.
Yeah, no, Dellavedova?
Yeah, Matthew Dellavedova played at St. Mary's. Who you got there? St. Mary's can be tough in the tournament.
No, not St. Mary's.
You got Villanova to win?
Yeah.
Okay. Purdue versus Old Dominion. Purdue, Glenn Big Dog Robinson.
Not Purdue.
Okay. So you think they're going to beat Old – you think Old Dominion is going to beat Purdue?
Yeah, why not?
Okay, give me an NBA player from Old Dominion.
Bazemore. Here we go. Another just random Google.
Uh-huh.
UC Irvine, Scott Brooks.
The Scotty Brooks?
The Scotty Brooks home –
The one who's going to be looking for a job again at the
– Coach of the Dumpster Fire.
Well, you know, I can't blame it too much on Brooks, you know. Like, I know there's been disagreements with him and John Wall, but I don't think it's all on him.
He had an NBA career.
Cincinnati, that's easy. Kenyon Martin. Can you name a different one? There's a tiny point guard, really good scorer.
It was DeMar something?
DeMar Johnson was, but let me give you another one. He was a really good scorer, small point guard, big eyes. He used to shoot free throws from, like, the left side of the line.
No.
Nick Van Exel. He played at Cincinnati. They play Iowa. Can you name me an Iowa one?
Ricky Davis.
Ricky Davis played at Iowa?
Yeah. 1 year, one and done.
God, he was a nutball. He was talented. Tennessee.
Tobias Harris.
Jarnell Stokes. Alan Houston played there, didn't he? Didn't his dad recruit him over there?
Yeah.
Yeah, Colgate. They played Colgate.
Donald Foyle?
Yes, that was very hard. So, we didn't pick the Cincinnati-Iowa winner, since we're doing such a great job picking these games.
We were so happy about Ricky Davis.
Yes, I can't believe Ricky Davis played at Iowa. It blows my mind. Yeah, I can't believe it. Oh, Reggie Evans, the nut grabber. He played there, huh? You remember when Reggie Evans grabbed Chris Kaman's nuts?
Yeah.
In a playoff game? Yeah. So you got Tennessee playing who? Cincinnati or Iowa? Because we got to get moving.
Cincinnati.
Okay. So you got Tennessee losing to Cincinnati?
No, Tennessee.
Okay. Villanova versus, we said Old Dominion would upset Purdue.
Villanova.
Okay. Wisconsin versus Kansas State in the race to 50.
You said don't bet against Wisconsin, so I said fine.
Virginia versus Ole Miss in the race to 60.
Virginia.
Okay, Virginia, Wisconsin, in the race to 40.
Did you say don't get a bet against Wisconsin?
Not in the first weekend. Okay, second weekend Virginia. Is another story. That's when regionals are when you start in the Sweet 16. You go to a new region to play your other four teams. And then so we got Villanova versus Tennessee. I'll take Tennessee.
Tennessee, yeah.
Virginia versus Tennessee.
Tennessee.
Okay. Yeah, let's stray away. We don't want all ones. That's kind of boring. Let us go to now the Midwest, the last region here, and we'll do the final four picks at the end. North Carolina. I don't know anybody who played North Carolina from the NBA. I don't know. Drawing a blank.
Joe Forte?
Iona. I can't think of any from Iona. Can you?
Iona had a transfer kid. He went there a couple years ago. He had some buzz. I forget his name.
AJ English? You're going to have to help me later. Does Iona beat – does the 16 beat the one here?
No.
Okay. Utah State, I looked it up. They did not. They have not had a significant NBA player play in the NBA before. Washington, Isaiah Thomas. What did you think of that Isaiah Thomas applause from Boston where he started to cry when he came in with the Nuggets? What you thought of that?
Well, it was – he deserved it.
But it was nice. Like it was almost unexpected, you know? It was kind of nice. You know, it just shows, you know what, we're not all assholes. You know, fans can be assholes, but we're not all assholes.
Well, it's like one of those, like, oh, you did him dirty, but at the same time, if you gave him and paid him, he would have
and people would have regretted it. Yeah,
that contract would have been toxic in a second.
Yes, that's true. Okay, Auburn, you cannot pick Charles Barkley. Pick a different one.
Chris Porter.
God damn it. Chuck Person, who's now in jail, thanks to Auburn. New Mexico State, a recent one.
Pascal Siakam. We all know that. Come on.
Yeah. They play each other. That's a 12 versus a 5. I'll take Auburn there. Auburn's hot. Kansas, come on now. I'll just pick a random one. Thomas Robinson played at Kansas, and he was a lottery pick.
Perry Ellis III?
Did Perry Ellis play in the NBA?
No, was he at Baylor? Fine. Rafe LaFrance.
No, you were right. Perry Ellis did play at Kansas. But yeah, Rafe LaFrance. Did you think Rafe LaFrance was good?
No.
He was like a decent shooter, though, wasn't he?
He was a stretch four.
Northeastern. You better not. If you're a Celtic fan, you can't get this wrong. Who played at Northeastern?
I've already said my J.J. Barea.
Okay. Reggie Lewis played at Northeastern. The late, great Reggie Lewis. So if you got the 4 and the 5 winning those two games in the first round?
Yep.
Okay. Let's move on down. 6 versus 11. That's Iowa State. Fred Hoiberg's too easy. I do think he'll be back in college, but not with Iowa State, of course. I'll go with Royce White.
Royce White.
Did he play in the NBA? He had mental problems, but
gave him a 10-day contract, and he played literally played one game.
Yeah, and I think the late Bryce DeJean Jones played at Iowa State as a transfer. They play Ohio State. Come on.
Marcus Fizer.
Yeah, John Havlicek. I'm going to the Wayback Machine. Who you got there in that one? You got John Havlicek or you got Marcus Fizer?
Oh, and I'm not picking Iowa State.
What's that?
I'm not picking Iowa State, no.
You got Ohio State beating Iowa State?
It's Ohio State. Arrgh, final Iowa State.
Okay, okay.
Begrudgingly.
Houston, any of them from Phi Slamma Jamma. I'll just, well, you know what? You want to make it hard? Try to
Alton
find.
Ford?
Who?
Alton Ford was a second round pick in like the mid to early thousands.
Otis Birdsong played at Houston. This is true. There was a player. There was a great player in the NBA in the 70s, and his name was Otis Birdsong, and he played at Houston. Georgia State. There was only one. This one's easy. He made his daddy fall off his chair.
R.J.
Hunter. The great Boston Celtic great R.J. Hunter.
Alton Ford.
Does R.J. Hunter hit the game winner against Houston this time?
No.
Okay.
Alton Ford was a second round pick of the Phoenix Suns.
Okay.
He played in the NBA for 3 years with two teams, and then
He died?
He died last year of lymphoma.
Oh,
at 36 years old.
Really? That's a really great way to just put a dead on stop to our college national championship pick 'em bracket show.
He did go to Houston.
Was that like a Kenny Gregory situation? This is infamous. In the NBA draft combine in 2000, Kenny Gregory played at Miami, and he had until like Andrew Wiggins did it or some other player, he had the highest vertical of all time. Until like it was recently broken like a couple of years ago.
I thought Wiggins did it.
Yeah. Well, Wiggins did it, but he didn't do it at the combine. He did it in a private workout.
We're getting detracting.
Yeah, we are. Wofford, I don't know. I don't know if any good NBA players came from Wofford, unless you can figure one out for me.
No.
They play Seton Hall.
Isaiah Whitehead.
Andrew Gaze. Andrew Gaze is like the greatest player to ever play in Australia.
Oh, how about Eddie Griffin?
The late Eddie Griffin.
Let's just keep it cheerful.
Okay, you got Seton Hall, Wofford. Wofford's actually the higher seed.
Oh, then Wofford.
Oh, so that just immediately changed your mind?
Sure.
Because of an NCAA seeding, you just immediately think one team's better than the other.
I try not to bet on the Big East ever.
Kentucky, no NBA players ever go there. Abilene Christian, no NBA players go there either. So who wins that one? It sounds like a close game.
Maybe Kentucky will pull it off.
What do you think of this version compared to like the Shea Gilgeous-Alexander one and the
Aaron
Fox, Malik Monk one? And
this one is just a bunch of terrible players. Like,
well, they did get routed by Duke. I will say this: I do think casual fans do watch the Champions Classic. And they got destroyed by Duke in that game. Now, that was 5 months ago.
Yeah, like, but also you can't say the Shea Alexander era with Kevin Knox. Like, neither of those players were good.
You just reminded me of the Knicks when you said Kevin Knox, and I threw up in my mouth a little bit.
And, you know, it's the Bam Adebayo era. Like, no, they're all one less than the year before.
I wouldn't say one less. I do feel like there are some times where it perks up. Like, I thought the Fox Monk team was really, really good. I will say that. So, we'll see. Kentucky versus Seton Hall. They actually played each other in Seton Hall one
overtime.
Oh, you just like put a dead stop to that. Iowa State versus Houston. Or did you say Ohio State and I convinced you to do Iowa State?
Houston.
Okay, Houston. Auburn versus Kansas. That's actually kind of hard.
Well, every time you want to pick Kansas, they wind up choking, so I want to pick Kansas, so it'll probably be Auburn.
Well, you know what's funny about Kansas? They always play well when you think they're going to suck. They play poorly when they're supposed to be good. That's the weird part, you know. And they actually didn't win the Big 12, so they really did suck this year. So, yeah, let's just pick Kansas just to, like, say they'll go the opposite way. North Carolina, Washington. Washington did win the Pac-12, but I'll go with North Carolina. North Carolina's legitimately good. It's not like a fake paper champion type of thing. So North Carolina versus Kansas, you know, the theory is that Roy always chokes against Kansas because it gets in his head.
North Carolina
wins that one. Okay, to get over that. Iowa State versus Kentucky is interesting. So North Carolina versus Blue Blood matchup. What you see there?
North Carolina.
Man, we're really straying because we're in the Final Four now, finishing up our episode, and we got a 1, a 1, a 1, and a 2.
Well, we fought hard to not have Virginia be the fourth one.
Well, you know, chalk is not, you know, like if you do autofill on your bracket, you're probably going to do okay, you know, compared to like the smarty pants like you and me. Gonzaga versus Duke. They played in Maui. It was a great game and Gonzaga won it.
Duke.
You got still Duke winning this one. Tennessee, North Carolina. Tennessee is really, really good. Like
North Carolina.
You got North Carolina. Yawn. And you got North Carolina, Duke in a fourth game.
Yep.
What is wrong with you? I will say the TV execs are going to be dying for that. So that'll be fun for them, you know? So yeah. Where are we at? Where are we timing at?
We are at a half hour. We are good. So is anybody stopping Duke? No. What? Only Duke can stop Duke.
No, Zion can stop Duke.
Nike can stop Duke.
Well, the shoe, you know? The stock, you got to watch the stock. But all right, yeah, that wraps up this digest episode of our bracket picks for the NCAA tournament for the Place B Nation. On behalf of Adam Murray, this is Andrew Reich. See you later, guys.
promotional consideration paid for by the following.
Place to Be Nations, JT Rosero and Chad Campbell here. We want to let you know that we have over 24 podcasts available on iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play, and PlaceToBeNation.com. We now offer them to you on two great feeds. On the Place to Be Nation Wrestling feed, we dive into topics running the gamut from today's WWE to the glory days of yesteryear and the ins and outs of the territory days. In addition to our full-length shows, we also deliver to you special pod blasts on topics old and new.
The Place to Be Nation pop feed is a veritable treasure trove of great content. Offer tremendous shows covering the land of movies, television, life, comics, and sports, brought to you by the most knowledgeable and insightful folks in the podcast world.
You can find all these great shows, plus archives of our past podcasts from over the past 8 years as well by subscribing to both feeds on iTunes. And while you're there, be sure to rate and leave feedback as well. All of these shows, plus others, available on PlaceToBeNation.com, where we cover pro wrestling, sports, movies, comics, plus in-depth stretch projects, and much more. Be sure to support our site by using www.PlaceToBeNation.com/Amazon when doing your online shopping. We want to thank our friends at Boneheads, Wing Bar, ProWrestlingOnly.com, and TheHistoryOfWrestling.com as well. Be sure to follow us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and Tumblr. PlaceToBeNation.com, the only place to be in your pop culture.